820 at WEOL. It's time to get some last-minute tech gifts for your gadget lovers in your life, and why not go to Santa? Santanello, that is. Justine Santanello joins us as lifestyle and a shopping expert. Good morning, Justine. How are you today?
Good morning. I love that. Yeah. I always like to tell my kids that I am related to Santa.
Very, very good. You got some clout and some pull, and you've got some good insight into some things that people want to talk about. Let's look at some sort of virtual reality and some other tech kind of gifts. Let's look at this thing called Meta Quest 2. Tell us all about
this. Yes. So this is really exciting. You know, I'm sure you've heard virtual reality is very, very popular right now. So the Meta Quest 2, this is an all-in-one wireless virtual reality headset. So it's super simple to use, and it truly does transport you to other places. It's an immersive experience, and through the Meta Quest 2, you can do so many different things. They have tons of different apps and experiences through the device, so you can use it for working out. You can play games. You can even meet up with friends virtually and create avatars for each other. I mean, you name it, you could do it, it feels like, and you get to be in that immersive virtual reality world.
Somebody at our radio station brought in a virtual headset one day, and I got to ride a roller coaster, believe it or not, with Santa. It was the strangest thing. It's like sitting in the seat next to me.
Yes.
I just thought to myself, I don't know what this is, but I like it. And
yeah.
It's a great experience for everybody. Talk a little bit about some of the games that are a part of this thing, too.
Yeah, so there's a ton of different games depending on your interests. I really like Beat Saber. So this is a rhythm game. It includes a lot of the top musical artists that are out there now. So Lady Gaga, Lizzo, The Weeknd, you name it. And up to 5 players can play in the game with you, and you really get to experience music and those top hits. But also, if you have an NFL lover on your list, the NFL Pro Era, this is the first ever fully licensed NFL virtual reality simulation game. So you really feel like you are on the field, like you're the quarterback, you're hearing the crowds, you know, you are part of the team. I mean, that's probably the closest any of us are ever going to get, right, to feeling like we play on a professional football team.
When you're using this sort of thing, is there a good space? Do you need to create some space in your room, or do you how do you make sure so that you're not becoming unwieldy?
That's a really great question. So the Meta Quest 2 includes this Guardian virtual boundary. So essentially, you are setting up and creating a safe play area in your home, wherever that might be, and a red grid will actually appear through the headset that you'll see when it needs to alert you if you are getting out of the designated safe play area. So it's making sure that you're not hitting furniture, you're not hitting the dog, you know, that you're staying safe. There's even parental supervision tools in here so that you can monitor, let's say, what the teens are using the headset for. You know, they've really got safety covered in here, and they've thought of all of those things to make sure that you're not going to get injured while you're using it.
Talking this morning, Justine Santanello, about some of the tech things that are available for people. In this Meta Quest 2, you talked about sort of exercising. We think about this sort of New Year's resolutions type of things. What kind of exercise programs do they build into some of this?
Yeah, so it's amazing how virtual reality now is being used for so many different things, including fitness. And this is a great way to get you excited for fitness because it can take you to do your classes in really stunning locations versus feeling like we're just kind of doing it at home in the basement. Lots of different classes to choose from, boxing, dancing. There's also a lot of meditation options, so it's kind of a mind-body experience, which I really love, and it allows you to do things from the comfort of your own home, which might get people more excited to use it for fitness.
Right. It used to be just sort of having a headset and have music to take us to a certain place, and then
right,
some screens. Now this kind of combines all of it and sort of puts you in these other worlds where you can kind of be a part of it.
Talk
about smart glasses. Are these things coming back? Are they new? Where's the status of smart glasses?
Yes. So the Ray-Ban Stories, this is really cool, very unique if you haven't seen it already. So this is Meta's first ever smart glasses. So they look like the Ray-Bans that we're all familiar with, except there are HD cameras and speakers built in. So you can truly capture moments, take videos, take photos through your unique point of view, you know, which we can't do really with a phone. You could listen to music, you could make calls and messaging, all hands-free, by the way. And there are lots of different combinations. There's not just one set pair of frames. So there's 28 different combinations of frames, lenses, colors. I mean, you could even use this for your prescription glasses or your sunglasses, which is really unique.
Is now a good time to get a lot of this tech stuff? Is this the shopping season for that? And what about people who are looking for last-minute gifts?
What's the best way? I'm so glad you asked. So you can get Ray-Ban Stories and MetaQuest 2, even down to the wire. They're both available at a lot of the big box stores. You can also go to meta.com. But that's part of my tips. You still have time. Don't panic. And I think that these are both very impressive gifts. So nobody needs to know that you waited till the last minute.
All right. Now, do you need to buy a set for each person now? Or will people want to share these things?
For example, we have the MetaQuest 2 in my house, and we just have the one. You know, obviously, I have to be patient if my husband wants to use it, but we all use it. We only have the one in the house, and it's more than enough for us. The Ray-Ban Stories, however, those are your personal glasses. I mean, technically, I guess if you get the sunglasses, you could share them with other people in the household, but that's something that I would definitely want to covet for myself.
Absolutely. Well, a lot of great advice. Again, if people want to find out more, Justine, where do we go to get some details on this?
Sure. You guys could go to meta.com.
Sounds great. Justine Santinello joining us this morning. Thanks for sharing some tips with us today. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Happy holidays.
Same to you. It's 827 at WEOL.